Come in, come in. It is your girl, Olenike Osibowale here. And I just want to say thank you guys for waiting. All right. Well, I just want to say thank you guys for joining. I appreciate you guys. This is the Rich Girl Live conversation. And this is about teaching you guys how you can make $10,000 or more a month by selling a digital product that you didn't even have to create and how you can do it faceless. I have been able to make about $25,000 to $27,000 within the last 6 weeks. And I just think that this opportunity is a really amazing opportunity. It's an opportunity that I see that anybody can do. I've seen so many women do this. It's about 13,000 women doing the same thing. And I was like, there is no way I cannot tell you guys about this, right? And so I'm going to get started. So this is basically my Rich Girl presentation. I hope you guys can see this, okay? And so it's Rich Girl presentation, how to have $10,000 plus a month selling a digital course you do not have to create, and how you can also do this without showing your face, hosted by me, Olenike Osibowale. And so this is just a little bit about me. I am Olenike. I am a past owner of a seven-figure feminine hygiene company called Goddess Detox. Maybe some of you guys have known about Goddess Detox, maybe you guys haven't. But when I was about 22, 23 years old, I was in college and I had started my company, Goddess Detox, and that is a feminine hygiene company. And I was selling the Goddess Vaginal Detox Pearls, my Yoni washes, etc. And I learned how to market on social media, right? And so that did very well. And I'm going to get into that into a second. But just for a little background information, I am from a single parent Jamaican household. I grew up with my mom and my brother. I've always honestly shared a room with my brother, except I think when I was 8 years old. So it was really just a two bedroom apartment, my mom, me, and my brother. That's kind of how I grew up. And so I didn't have any prior business experience. When I was 22 or 23, I was a graduate student at Florida Agricultural Mechanical University. And for undergrad, I went to FSU as well. And so I didn't have any prior business experience. There was a point when I remember coming home from school. And at that time, I had started working at 15 years old. And I had started working at 15 years old because my mom needed more income in the house. And so she had basically wanted me to work so that I could provide at least half of my paycheck or more to be able to provide for the household. And so I remember walking home one day from school on a day that I had to go to work. And I remember seeing an eviction notice on the door. And I remember calling my mom. I, you know, let my brother in, and I called my mom and I was like, hey, like, there's an eviction notice on the door. And I was like, you know, what should I be doing? You know? And she was just like, oh, just start packing. And I said, okay, like, start packing. And she was like, yeah. And so I started packing. Well, I just want to make sure you guys can hear me. And so I started packing. And so I still had to go to work that day. And so when I went to work that day, when I came back home, I seen my car with my mom, and I had seen my mom and my brother in the car, and it was just packed up with like trash bags full of stuff. And I think we had stayed in a hotel for at least like a week or 2 weeks, and then eventually a friend's house, and then eventually a one bedroom apartment. So this is a one bedroom apartment with me, my mom, and my brother. So it's just my mom in the room and me and my brother like in the like area of like the living room that's kind of like has a wall, but not really. And then eventually moved to a two-bedroom apartment in high school. But again, like, I'm still sharing a room with my brother. And so I'm sharing that to say that in that moment, I knew I had the thought of like, I don't ever want my children to come home and see an eviction notice on the door. For me, that is a memory that I have, you know, in my mind. You know, that's not something I ever want my children to experience. And so for me, it was always like, okay, well, how can I make enough money to make sure that this never happens? Okay. And so when I was in grad school, I went to grad school for psychology. I wanted to be a psychologist. And then I went to FAMU and learned about Black psychology. Then I was like, okay, I want to be a professor. I don't want to be a psychologist anymore because I had some experience at an alternative girls' school. And I was like, I don't think I want to be a psychologist. Like, I want to be able to really talk to people the way that I want to talk to them. And I felt like when I was there, I wasn't able to really say what I wanted to say. And so I started Goddess Detox, and I was able to learn how to market on social media. And after I learned that one thing, how to market on social media, literally my business took off, okay? Imagine Instagram back in, what year was that? Oh my God. Imagine Instagram like 10 years ago where, you know, everything was fresh, everything was new. And it's like you can pay different. This is what I was doing. I was paying different pages to advertise my business. And so I was getting a lot of followers and a lot of money. And so I was able to grow Goddess Detox to about seven figures, 11 million total for the span of when the business was in existence. And that was really good for me, right? I bought my first ever first class ticket. I went on beautiful vacations. I bought my first home. I just felt free. That's really how I felt, guys. I felt very free because I was able to have the money to be able to do the things that I wanted to do. And I know you guys that are on this call want to have money to be able to live a life of freedom and want to be able to do the things that you want to do without necessarily having to go to a 9 to 5. And so for me, selling something on social media is one of the best ways to do that. And so at some point last year, I hit a wall with my business and we were trying to scale. We were spending so much money. And I realized that I really wasn't that happy, right? There was a point in my business where I was really happy and I felt like I had the freedom. And then there was a point in my business where I felt like I was only working, where I was only working and all I was doing was wondering about the next sale. And not really being free because now I had a warehouse, now I had employees, now I just had larger ass bills. When I say large bills, y'all, large bills. My warehouse was about $10,000 a month. Okay. So for me, it became really stressful and I didn't really feel fulfilled in life. And so I closed down that business and I reopened as Evolving Butterflies, some of you guys know. But I decided I'm going to do business in a different way. I had to take away what did I learn in my last company that I don't want to bring into my new company. What was the basis of founding my old company? And the basis when I thought about it was freedom. I really wanted freedom. And I felt like at that point, my business didn't feel free. I didn't feel free. I felt tied to my business. And so I started to reevaluate like what matters to me. And so in that moment, right, I'm not, you know, doing business the same way. I'm wondering, well, how can I still support my luxury lifestyle that I've gotten accustomed to? And be able to do business in a different way. And so let me tell you guys about that. So this is what I saw on Christmas Day, you guys. So on Christmas Day, I seen this post from this girl, and she was talking about, what she say? She made $19,000 in 24 days. And I was just like, $19,000 in 24 days? That don't sound bad to me. That sounds really nice, actually. And so when I had went to her stories, I actually went to my phone on December 25th. As you guys can see the date here, I went to my phone on December 25th and I took a screenshot and I was just like, you know, the screenshot. So I was like, let me share the screenshot with you guys. And so I was in her stories now because I had seen a post that she had posted. And I was in her stories and it's one of those stories was any questions on digital marketing, faceless, or making passive income. And somebody said, how long ago did you start and how much have you made? And she said, I started 24 days ago and I am at $19,600. And this is one processor, not including PayPal. And then I said, oh, wow, I didn't need a lot of convincing, y'all. So as you guys can see, I took the screenshot on December 25th. This was a gift. This is the way I describe it. This was a gift for me on Christmas that I didn't know. This was a gift from heaven. Okay? Because on that day, I paid $497 to get into the Digital Wealth Academy. As you guys can see, it says, thank you for your purchase. Welcome to the Digital Wealth Academy family. And so I just bought it because for me, I honestly didn't need a lot of convincing. Okay? I didn't need a lot of convincing. And so this is what I said, bitch, I didn't need anything else. Here I go to the bag. So for me, I want to kind of give you guys a little preface because I've noticed this and it's no shade to anybody, but it's just a mindset, right? And so you're in the Rich Girl Live training. I want to give you guys a little bit of Rich Girl tips, okay? You have to take a risk on yourself and a risk and try something new. Okay, so when I had started my business, Goddess Detox, I knew shit about business, nothing about business. But when I started selling, I started researching on Google, how can I make this work? How do I advertise? I was following people on Instagram that was marketing things to me. I bought one ebook, literally, guys, for about $45. And then from that one ebook, I learned how to market on Instagram. And so for me, I've spent thousands of dollars ever since on VIP coaching and one-on-one coaching and all the things, right? And so I've been able to cultivate a mindset of abundance and prosperity. And for me, it's like, it's going to come back to me. That's how I look at it, right? And so when I say, bitch, I didn't need anything else. I didn't need a lot of convincing because I was like, oh, she made that much? That's all she's doing is reselling the course? How can I get in on this? That's all I thought about. How can I get in on this? And so as a rich girl, in terms of our mindset, I just want you to have the mindset of, let me try something new and let me see how it goes for me. Let me at least do something different that's going to bring me more money and go from there and really put my all into it. I just want to leave that there, okay? And so basically I got into the course, I set everything up, and I launched on the 28th of December. And on the same day that I launched, this is just a little screenshot, I had made $994. And let me tell you guys what I did for the launch, just for a little background, because you are going to learn how to do this as well in this actual training. I set everything up. I already had experience on how to make a lead page and a website and a processor. And in the course, it teaches you how to do that. So as a beginner, you're going to learn all of that. But I already had that experience. So I'm looking at the course. I'm looking at some of the videos. I'm seeing what to do. I'm like, oh, this, I'm doing this. I'm doing that. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. Okay. Now I'm like, okay. It's like 1 o'clock in the morning, y'all. Like, I'm like, bitch, we bought this course on Christmas. It's the 28th of December. We have to fucking start. And so I took hours for me to set up. And I'm like, well, it's 1 o'clock in the morning. I don't know if anybody's awake, but let me see. Let me at least launch, right? And so I remember sending an email out to people that I already had a list of. And I remember sending out like a Selfish Babe notification. If you guys don't know, I do have a free self-love app called Selfish Babe. And I send stuff out to people, affirmations and self-love tips. So anyways, I just sent it out. I was just like, let me just put it out there, right? And when I woke up, a bitch made $1,000. And so when I woke up, I made $1,000. And I was like really excited. I was like, oh my God, I made $1,000. Like on a course that I didn't have to make. I didn't have to make this course. I didn't have to like come up with anything. I don't have to lead the community. This is going to be a really important part, y'all. I don't have to lead the community. People buy the course and they already get into a community that I don't have to run. This for me felt like I have struck in the gold mine. And so I want to kind of go through like a little bit of just the logistical stuff. But just give me, what is a digital product? A digital product is anything that's not tangible, which would be something you can easily download, like an ebook, planner, journal, audiobook, and so much more. And so when you're on Instagram and you see people talking about digital products, this is a digital product. It's like if, let's say, you see my phone right here, this is a physical product. Make sure I'm on do not disturb. This is my physical product, right? When I sold the detox pearls or the yoni washes, that's a physical product. That means that somebody's going to buy something from me and then they're going to physically get something in the mail. Now with a digital product, what I really love is that when somebody buys something that's like an ebook or a digital course, all they're receiving from me is an email. So when somebody, let's say you guys are selling this course, when all that they are receiving from you is an email with links and maybe some PDFs. Woo! Let me tell you why this is so good, y'all. This is good because you don't have to ship anything. This is good because you're able to keep 100% of the profit. This is good because you don't really have an overhead. If you have an overhead, it's because you're paying for your payment processors or your email flow funnel, okay? And that's like what, $30 a month? Your overhead at most in a month could be like $100, $150. So you're able to keep a lot more of your money with a digital product, which is one of the things that I absolutely love. What is digital marketing? Digital marketing, also called online marketing, is the promotion of brands to connect with potential customers using the internet and other forms of digital communication. And so when I'm marketing my course on Instagram, that's digital marketing. When you see somebody advertising even a physical product, that's digital marketing. Any type of ad or something that somebody's promoting on the internet that's getting you to go into their brand or getting you to buy something is digital marketing. But in terms of what we're talking about here, digital marketing is in regards to selling a done-for-you course, either showing your face or not showing your face. What is master resell rights? Ooh, this is what made me purchase, y'all. This was like my favorite part, right? Master resell rights allows you to sell the resell rights of a digital product you purchased, meaning when you purchase a product that has MRR attached to it, you can now sell it as your own for 100% profit. What are the benefits of master resale rights? MRRs offer cost efficiency, business scalability, and 100% profit. So this is what made me purchase when I saw the course on Christmas Day, y'all. She told me she was making $19,000 in 24 days on a course that she didn't have to fucking make, that she had the rights to resell. I don't have to make the course. You mean I don't have to spend hours on the computer trying to figure out what I'm selling? I don't even have to figure out what I'm selling, you guys. And that is amazing. I think for a large amount of people, when it comes to even thinking about selling something, they get stuck at, well, what am I going to sell? What am I going to sell? Especially when it comes to a digital product, because you're just like, well, what knowledge do I have? Let me try to get this knowledge out of my brain and into an ebook or into a course. Not saying that that cannot be done. It can definitely be done. But what I loved about the Master Resale Rights when it came to Digital Wealth Academy was the fact that I didn't have to make it, one, I could resell it too. And number three, the course is teaching people how to make money. The course is teaching people how to make money. Guys, when it comes to selling something, you are solving somebody's problem. One of the biggest problems people have in this world is how to make money. That is a huge problem. And so if you're selling something, a course that you didn't have to create, and you're teaching them the solution, how to make money, you're making money because you're giving somebody something that they need and that they highly desire. And depending on how much they really desire it, they're going to spend the money to get that. Because why? When we think about money, just like when I thought about money, what am I thinking about? I'm thinking about my freedom. I'm thinking about my lifestyle. I'm thinking about, I want to travel. I love to travel. I love to be by a beach. I love to be on a first class flight in the clouds. And let me tell you, my favorite place to be is in a first class flight in the motherfucking clouds. Okay. So for me, and people just serving me my mimosas, and I'm just looking at the sky, waiting for my destination. Oh God, I love it so much. And so for me, what do you need to get those things? A lot of times you need money. What do you need to live in the places that you want to live? Money. What do you need for more time? Money, right? A lot of you guys may be working a 9-to-5, which is completely fine because you can still sell this with a 9-to-5 or not a 9-to-5, right? Even if you want to keep your 9-to-5. But a lot of people want more time to do the things that they want to do. They want to spend time with their families. They want to go on vacation with their family. They just want time to sit and think and not run around. I haven't had to work a 9-to-5 since I was 22. I am 32. It has been 10 years. I have had the freedom to be able to sit and think, the freedom to cultivate my own self-love, right? I talk a lot about self-love, but I'm able to actually relax. I'm able to not be in survival mode. I'm able to think about the things that I actually want to for myself, because I'm not trying to figure out how I'm about to pay these bills. And I know that some of you guys may have that story right now. How am I going to pay these bills? You come home, you're tired, but then maybe your kids need you, or maybe you need to cook dinner. And then the only time you have for yourself is between 9 and 11 p.m. I've had time for myself all day. I mean, I did this, I worked on this, but I mean, for years, I have time for myself all day. I can do whatever I really, honestly, what I want. And so what I want to give you guys tonight, and what I am sharing with you guys tonight, is the opportunity to get your freedom back. That is what I'm sharing with you guys. The opportunity to get your freedom back, your peace of mind back. So what is the Digital Wealth Academy? This is the same course that I bought. The Digital Wealth Academy, also known as DWA, is a digital marketing course that will teach you how to run a digital marketing business from scratch as a complete beginner. It will also teach you how to set up your systems to have a business running on autopilot, how to do affiliate marketing, how to brand yourself and launch your business, how to create your own digital products, how to promote done-for-you products that you didn't even have to create, and so much more. And so when I bought this course on Christmas, I had purchased the Digital Wealth Academy, and I call it the Married to the Money DWA, but this is what I purchased, right? So I'm just going to kind of go through a little bit of what's inside DWA so you guys know. And so when you get DWA, this is what's inside. These are all the modules that's on the inside. You get an intro to digital marketing. You get the ultimate branding guide that's going to show you how to brand yourself on Instagram. You get master resale rights, which is MRR, meaning that you can sell it as soon as you purchase it. you get your business on automation. Like they basically show you how do you automate your business? How do you set up your email funnel? Like if somebody got something from you as a free download, now you have their email. Do you have an email funnel in the back to follow up and still sell, right? That's how you can get your business on auto. How to set up with StandStore, which we'll talk about. How to set up with System.io, which is the platform that a lot of ladies use, but a lot of women are using StandStore, and I highly recommend StandStore. Email marketing, how to do TikTok, affiliate marketing if you want to, branding, online marketing, how to do a funnel, ChatGPT. They have it in Spanish and they have it in French. So even if you don't speak English and you only speak Spanish and French, you can actually learn from the course as well. The digital product guide. And then just added some new things, including a faceless module, meaning how can you do this without showing your face? I know a lot of you ladies are in here because you maybe don't want to show your face, but that's just some of what the course, right? But the main part that I want to tell you that's in this course that I cared about, because yes, this course is going to teach you everything about business, everything about digital marketing. But the real part that I liked about this course was how do I set this shit up so I can start making some money? I cared about. So the course is going to show you how to set everything up so you can start making some money. Because guess what? Your first product, you don't even have to think about it, is the course. You're selling the course. You don't have to think about what you're selling because you're selling the course, and the course is going to teach you how to sell the course. So you're going to learn everything about making your own ebooks and your e-products and doing your own thing. It's very valuable. But for me, how do I set up and sell the course? Because the course is what's going to help people make money. The course is what's going to help somebody else be financially free. That is your product that you are offering, okay? That's what I care about. So this is just a little inside about DWA. But hold on now. I'm going to turn my phone off. Give me a second. Sorry, I was recording and I didn't want to make my phone battery go low. But anyways, what is inside DWA? So this is just a little bit of what inside DWA. I think you guys saw that. So now we're going to talk about how to sell, which is the most important part, how to sell. So a part of DWA that I want to tell you guys that I think is really extremely important is that this is inside of the academy, right? You see that number 14.6K? When I started selling DWA, I think it was about 6,000 people. That was 6 weeks ago. And so 6 weeks ago, this was at 6,000 people. And now we have about 14,000 women all selling, everybody's selling the same course. Everybody's selling the same course or learning how to sell the course. And so when you purchase the Digital Wealth Academy, you get access to this community after joining. Why is this important? This is important because I know that for maybe a lot of you guys, it's like, okay, I bought this course and now I'm going to set it up, but am I doing this by myself? No. You have this group with its own app. This is not Facebook. I'm just saying this is not Facebook, guys. It has its own platform with its own app. And you can ask questions in the app. And then also, you guys can reach out to me as well. But when you purchase DWA from me, I give you also a text message group chat option that only has 500 women in there. I don't run it, but I'm in it. And the reason why I give you guys that as an option is because sometimes that text group is just easier and faster. And we're also motivational and we're also helpful. So you are not alone as a beginner or as somebody that's seasoned on social media when you are doing this. You have a community that's going to help support you and a group of women you can look towards as examples on how am I posting, what am I doing, have somebody look at your page, et cetera. You're not by yourself. I love that. This is another reason I love DWA because I didn't want to run a community necessarily. I didn't want to have to be the one that has to answer all the questions all the time. But guess what? You have two options, a text group and this group, which I love. All right, so a lot of you guys are gonna be like, dang, there's like 14,000 people selling the same fucking course. Dang, like, are people gonna buy from me? Can I sell something that 14,000 people is selling? Bitch, and I mean this in a nice way. There is on Instagram right now about 1.4 billion people on Instagram. There's about 1.4 billion people on Instagram. There's about 1.4 billion people on Instagram. And if you're worried about 14,000 women selling the course that you are selling, we need to expand your mindset to be abundant. There is always more than enough, and there will always be somebody that needs to know how to make money. There will always be somebody that needs to know how to make more money. So you don't have to worry about 14,000 women selling the course. Know that you have 14,000 women that you can champion with that are helping other women or other people, because men can do this to make money. So how are we selling? We are selling on Instagram. Yes, you can sell on TikTok as well, but we mainly focus on Instagram. So like I say here, use this platform to make your money. How are we selling? We are selling through low effort reels. And I'm going to show you guys examples of this using trending sounds. And I'll show you guys examples of this. Some people are selling by going live. Some people go live on TikTok. Some people go live on Instagram. Again, this is if you want to show your face, but you don't have to. How are people still selling? Some people are getting email leads, right? So let's say I'm putting out a freebie. Somebody gets my freebie, right? Because I set up my automations already. I set up like a 3 to 5 emails that's going to automatically go out. People are going to get those emails. And at some point, somebody's going to buy. And why is this? Because I've had this happen to me where people buy and I'm able to see when they bought and how long they've been in my funnel for. Some people do webinars like this. This is an example of a webinar. And some people market on larger Instagram pages, right? So the way that I learned how to grow my Instagram page back in the day when it was low priced, was, let's say, the Shade Room. I'm just giving an example of the Shade Room. The Shade Room is a major gossip page on Instagram. It has multiple millions of followers. I don't even know how many followers it has right now, right? And so with the Shade Room, people pay the Shade Room anywhere from maybe 3K to 10K to post on their page to then drive business to their page, right? Back in the day, you could have paid a page $50, $25, and get thousands of followers, because I used to do that. But now everybody named Mama up their price. So some people, you can't get a post unless you paying $1,000. This is not something y'all have to do. I'm just giving an example of how some people are doing this, right? For me, on my Selfish Babe page, I sell my advertising slots for $50. I keep it low because I remember how it used to be. And I kind of liked how it used to be. All right. Now, these are examples of trending sounds, and you're going to learn this in the course as well. So to the left right here, these are some trending sounds. And when you're going to create a reel on Instagram and you add a sound to your video, it has some sounds that they already show, right? You want to look at the ones with the arrow. You want to look at the ones with the arrow. So I took a screenshot from my phone for some trending sounds that are already with the arrow, right? And for example, Beyonce, Texas Hold'em, or Beyonce, I think the 16 Carriages songs is also trending too. Or Hiss. You see this one, Hiss right here, has about 7,000 reels. So in the course, in DWA, and even with the text group and everything, you will get the examples of how people are promoting, but they're promoting by making low effort reels using trending sounds. The reason we are using trending sounds is because the algorithm pushes your video out. And so let's say that you're starting an Instagram page from zero. When you're using a low effort reel, that's probably 5 to 7 seconds. And we're going to get into it as well. And you're using a trending sound. The algorithm is going to push your stuff out to people, meaning people get to see your stuff and people follow you. And guess how much you had to pay for that? Nothing. You didn't pay zero. You paid zero fucking dollars to be able to get your stuff out to people. So when you're on Instagram and you're scrolling through the reels, you're going to see people with trending sounds. You're going to see videos that are being promoted in your face. So that is primarily how we are selling. If I can pause. Okay, I wanted to make sure you guys had good examples, right? So I'm giving you examples of low effort reels when you have not made sales yet. So let's say you purchase the Digital Wealth Academy, Merit to the Money, and you're like, well, how am I, what am I posting about? I haven't made a sale yet, right? Within the Digital Wealth Academy, I give you a 30-day guide on what to post, meaning I'm giving you examples of other people's Instagram pages, what they're posting, what the captions are, what the videos are. And in the guide, it has at least 15 videos of people of what to post when you haven't made a sale yet. So you do not have had to make a sale yet to make a sale, okay? Remember, you're selling the course. Why? Financial freedom. You're selling the course. Why? Financial freedom, right? That's a part of the story that you're giving people and you're telling people, right? Because that's your product that you are offering. How are we advertising? We're advertising through low effort reels. You haven't made a sale yet, no problem. These are the reels that I made when I didn't make a sale, right? I'm gonna click play so you guys can listen to the song. Okay. example. You see how quick this is? Okay, yo. Let's play it again. Think I better let it go. All right. So what did I put on the screen? I said, earn money on social media by selling a digital course you didn't even have to create. No sales call, no cold messaging, no hey girl messages. You own the product and you make 100% profit. And I said, my Married to the Money course shows you how. Comment below, I do. And we're going to get into the meat and the bones of this. Comment below, I do. Right? That's one example. Here's example number two. That was real quick. That was like 5 seconds. All right, what did I say? POV, which stands for point of view. When you finally find a digital product you can sell that you didn't have to create that's been helping women bring in thousands per month, you can be one of these women too. Again, these are examples of posts that you can make when you have not made a sale. You're just telling people, what are the benefits of selling this course? I've seen the benefits. I'm in a group that money me that women are making thousands of dollars every day. So I know it's working. So when I make these posts, I know it's working and I know it can work for somebody else because there's just too many success stories for this not to work for you, right? Let me give you another example. That this was an example that I got in the ebook I'm giving you guys that I was able to make for myself to be able to sell the course.
Sing songs that they did
not. Let me start this over.
Authors sell books that they didn't write. Musicians sing songs that they did not write. Amazon sells products that they did not create. Dropshippers sell products they did not create. People in MLM sell products they did not create. Realtors sell houses that they did not build. Life insurance agents sell insurance packages they did not create. The list goes on.
All right. So these are just examples of low effort reels with no sales yet, right? You guys can kind of get the gist, right? Now I'm going to show you low effort reels with sales from me. So for example, with this one, I said it's 19 days into my digital marketing journey. Selling a course I didn't have to create and I've made about 5,500 so far. This is a real screenshot. That's a real number. This is real facts. For some, that may not sound like a lot. For others, it is a lot. I just started. It's only up from here. And I can't wait to show y'all my 5K days because I know it's happening. Want to learn how? Comment below Wi-Fi money. I just want you guys to get the gist of what you're seeing here. You're seeing a reel, you're seeing text on the screen, you're seeing a sound. This one, I didn't really use a trending sound, just use music in the background. Check this one. Oh, let's play it one more time. There is something we adore, no. My like bad bitch, my like go-go. She like popping, she likes. All right, so I had made a reel after I made $1,000. I said, bitch, I made $1,000. So point of view, you wake up to $1,000 in sales after launching a digital course you didn't have to create, teaching other women how to do the same. So when you start making sales, guys, you can start talking about your sales because the talking about your sales does really well as well. So let me get into the breakdown because I want to break this down for you. Right? So this is other women that are selling DWA. I wanted to make sure you guys had other examples that was not just me, right? And so let's break this down. When we're doing the reel, we're doing a call to action, which is known as a CTA. And we're putting that CTA in the caption in the beginning, and we're putting that CTA in the caption at the end, right? And so for example, let me go back one page. Superstar, be quiet. Sorry, that's my puppy, guys. Let me see if I can exit this. So for example, one hook, they call it a hook, sorry. One hook on my video for this one, right? It says, POV, you woke up to $1,000 in sale after launching a digital course. And so it's just like, that's a hook for people. Oh, they made $1,000 in sales? Like, what is that? That's an example of a hook. And then in the caption, my call to action, which I'll show you guys in a second, is this. So for her, her hook would be what's on her video, right? And so for example, I looked up her page, and you guys have her page. I recommend her after you get the course. But I looked up some of her earlier videos, right? And I was like, what was she posting in her earlier videos? And so for example, on Monday, she didn't make any money. On Tuesday, she made $250. On Wednesday, she made $510. On Thursday, she made $500. And so her hook is showing people the amount of money that she made. And she's not a single mom, but she's a mom. And she was working her 9 to 5 at the time, right? And so this is her caption. Listen up, if I can, so can you. This is extra for me on top of my 9 to 5 and other businesses. I want you to ask yourself, how can an extra $1,200 in 1 week change your life right now? Then comment MRR so I can send you info to start. So she didn't really have a strong call to action, but let's say that she capitalized, listen up, exclamation, exclamation. Then she says, if I can do this, you can too. Now she's going into her story that she has a 9 to 5 in other businesses. Then she has a CTA, a call to action at the end of the caption. If you want to do this, comment MRR, because now how are we selling? We're wanting people to comment whatever keywords you're asking them to comment, because now we have the invitation to send them a DM. Now we have the invitation to send them the link, right? We can even put the link is in your bio. The thing is with Instagram, marketing has changed so much where the new marketing tactics is to let people comment a word and you send them the link. I don't know why that has changed, but I've realized it has changed. And this is the new way to market. Back in the day, I told you guys I was paying Instagram pages to grow followings. Now you don't have to do that. Now you don't have to pay money to grow your following. You literally make a 5 to 6, 7 second reel. You put your call to action and your hook, and you have your caption. Now people are reading the caption because you've captivated them. And then now they comment a word, meaning the door is open. It means you've been invited to be able to DM the link. In the MRR, Master Resale Rights world, and even the DWA world, Digital Wealth Academy, we are not cold messaging people. We are not just sending them a DM, hey, check this out. We're not doing that. This is not supposed to be a spammy, salesy thing. This is not an MLM. You keep 100% of the profit. And we want to keep this business clean. And so we want to keep the integrity of this business, we don't cold message people. We invite them to either DM us or to comment so we can DM, but the door has been open. I want to make sure that's very clear for everybody on this call. We do not cold message people. Let me show you guys another woman. She is a mom of 3, I believe. She's married. And she decided to get into digital marketing. Before, she was like a fitness girl. And let me show you her video, and then we're going to get into her caption, okay? So her original thing said a digital marketing course you can learn from, or a digital marketing course you can learn from and resell over and over again for 100% profit. This is how she's advertising this course, right? Again, she's doing the reel. She's having a hook. We're reading what's on the screen. She says, see the caption. You see that? See the caption. Now she says her call to action. I feel like this is a no-brainer. Get my free ebook. Link is in a bio. The reason why she's talking about an ebook that's linked in a bio is because that's her freebie and that's her way to collect people's emails, because she's going to sell to them on the back end. But let's say they didn't want to do that. Just keep reading. This digital marketing course was created with the complete beginner in mind. So say you are like really wanting to start making money online with digital products, but you just don't know what you want to sell. When you buy this digital marketing course, you get to learn exactly how to make money online with digital products, and you have a done-for-you digital product that you can start selling right away while you are learning all the amazing content that is in it, because it is amazing content. You will learn a lot, and it is beneficial for you guys to learn what's in the course as well. It's a win-win. Click, call to action. Click the link in my bio for exactly how you can start learning and earning today. But she has since transitioned to send me a comment below. So I'm gonna let you know, this is to her beginning videos. Okay, she has since moved on to comment below. Let me show you guys another video. And I do have examples of faceless. I'm getting there. I just want to make you guys show that if you decide you want to show your face, these are some examples, okay?
in me. They say that they don't see what you see in me. You wait a couple months, then you gon' see.
Let me do that one more time.
In me, they say that they don't see what you see in me. You wait a couple months, then you gon' see.
All right, so again, a reel, a call to action, a CTA, a CTA. Harris says, when you're in your work less, make more money era, and you're showing all the mamas how they can do the same. Comment info. She didn't make any sales yet. And just because you make posts like that doesn't mean you haven't made any sales. I'm just letting you guys know I scrolled all the way down. Okay, I follow her. She has since made about $200,000 in 1 year, guys. Let me tell you that. I will let you guys know her win, because the reason I'm posting these ladies is because I actually follow them and I'm in the community. And so I've seen their progress, but I wanted to make sure to show you guys some of their old reels of what they were doing. But she has since made $200,000. She's a stay-at-home mom. She is married and she's made $200,000 in a year of doing this. She did this. I'm sorry, guys. I don't even think it's been a year. It hasn't even been a year. She's only been doing this since like October. Okay, so since October, she's made about $200,000. So her caption is, showing all the mamas how they can make career level income only working 1 to 2 hours a day from their phones. In my work less, make more money aura. This new adventure has been the biggest blessing truly. Comment info and I'll send you exactly how you can do the same. Like, save, and follow. So I'm sure you guys are getting the gist of how we're selling, right? Now you can either create a new Instagram page to do this, start completely over, or you can sell on your personal page and make a new page and connect them because you can share posts, or you can make a faceless page and start from scratch there as well. And there have been a lot of women that have done this. I mean, started the pages from scratch, zero followers, to now 20,000 followers and hundreds of thousands of dollars. I don't know why that's playing. That bothered me. Let me see why that's playing. Okay. Hopefully it stops.
And me, they say that they don't see what you see.
Okay. So now I'm going to show you guys how to do this, not showing your face. So now we're getting to faceless, which I know a lot of you guys are here for. Faceless, which I love this option as well. I am also selling faceless. I also have a faceless page. I'm not sharing what my faceless page is. I'm keeping that on a download and I do not follow my faceless page as well. It's going to be under wraps, but this is an example of how you can do it faceless as well. I'm gonna play it again for y'all. All right, so on her video, she's still doing the same thing. It's still a reel, it's still a call to action. It's also a call to action in the caption as well as the end, right? So she says in her video, reminding all my shy girls that you can create your faceless page and earn passive income without ever showing your face, right? And let's say you didn't make any money yet. This is an example post, right? Read caption. In her video, it says read caption. Again, that video was what, 5 seconds? And I know you guys, where is she getting the video? We're going to get there. So this is her caption. The only thing I wish, dot, dot, dot. This is her hook. Is that somebody would have told me this was possible when I wanted to start digital marketing months ago, but was too scared to be in front of the camera. It's been 11 days of my digital marketing journey, and I've made more than I would make in 2 weeks at my 9-to-5. For me, it's genuinely not about the money. It's the freedom this all brings. I've talked about this, y'all. It is the freedom. She usually has to sit out of every opportunity she sees online because she just doesn't want to put herself out there. And the fact that there are no more excuses by going faceless is everything. Comment faceless for more info on how I started and how you can too. So this is the person I bought from. I looked at some of her old posts, and this is one of her old posts. And I've seen her face. We've had, you know, Zoom calls in groups. I'm in one of her chats. And she's actually sisters with one of the girls that I showed you here. And she started faceless, guys. She scrolled on Instagram for 6 months, seeing this opportunity before buying. Her sister got onto the opportunity first, right? And her sister told her about it. Her sister, the girl, was like, oh, I'm gonna start or whatever, but she didn't know about it for 6 months. And then she started and she was like, I don't want to show my face. And then she saw Faceless and she went Faceless. And she has made $100,000 in about 8 weeks. She's definitely one of the faster accounts that have grown on Instagram. She's the one that I bought from. So when I had bought on Christmas, she was about $19,000 in. By the time we're now here, she's made $100,000. She has quit her 9-to-5. She's doing this full time. And she has opened up a new business giving people videos like this. When I say videos, I mean Faceless videos. So for me, I've seen so many success stories that I know that this is a beautiful opportunity for you all, an opportunity for your freedom. And like she says, now that we have Faceless, there really is no excuse as to why you should not be making money online. There is no excuse as to why you cannot sell a product that's already done for you to give to somebody else that teaches you how to sell it on Instagram, even without showing your face. I'm gonna give you guys another one. That's one example. I'm gonna play it one more time. All right, so this is another woman. Her name is Nancy, and she does Faceless as well. And I'm gonna take questions at the end, guys. I don't want you guys to think that I'm not gonna answer you all. I am gonna take questions at the end. So she does Faceless content as well. And this is a post that you can make if you haven't made any money yet, right? Faceless, this was her first post, by the way. Faceless content, point of view, POV, hook. You heard this is the type of content going viral. Details in the caption. Hook, here's the truth. The first thing I thought was it's oversaturated. Too many people are doing it. Would this even work for me? Transparency. When I first heard about MRR, which is Master Resale Rights, I was skeptical. I called it a scam and continued watching this one account from this girl. She says her name, and I give you her name in the course. I saw that she was making money, okay? This woman that she's talking about has made $1.7 million in 6 months. Selling a Done For You course. Not her, the other girl that she was watching. $1.7 million in 6 months. Just keep that in mind. I told myself I can either keep watching her or join her. I didn't want to delay my blessing any longer. I took the leap of faith, and I'm so glad that I did. I share this because it's not about money, but maybe you're like me and want financial freedom or to be more present with your children and spend less time working. Maybe you're living paycheck to paycheck and need some breathing room. I get it. I remember during this time last year, I couldn't even afford gifts, but God. Comment/DM me ready if you want to learn the exact way I started. Y'all, she's still in the same course. She is selling Digital Wealth Academy. She thought it was a scam, just like the other girl that made 100K. She thought it was a scam too. She keeps seeing this girl make money. She thought it was a scam and she just watched. Last year, she said she was, I'm getting to her story again because I have another video for her. She is another girl that has done extremely well Faceless, and we're gonna get into her next video. Got a long way to go. Say you love me. All right, so I want to show you guys when you start making money, what kind of posts you can make Faceless, right? So again, this is the same girl I bought from, right? POV, the side hustle you started hoping to make an extra $1,000 a month has made you $77,000 in 49 days. She shows her receipts. These are real receipts. You see the numbers? When you start making money, you can show your receipts. That's gonna double your sales, because people will be like, oh my God, you're making money. Like, how are you making this type of money? That's a real number. She's not lying. This is real. Her caption, everybody's saying it. It's deeper than money. I truly started thinking how much an extra $1,000 would help me. My goal was to be able to pay off all my debt in a year. And in 49 days, I gained so much more than that. Not only have I been able to pay off debt and start looking into purchasing a home, she is 28, guys, she's 20 years old, but I've been able to build a community of over 16,000 women and show them that it's possible. She now has a following of 20,000 women. Again, note, she's not doing paid ads. She's just doing low effort reels and posting things. And she started her account from zero. I hope this is your reminder that where you are at this very moment doesn't define you. things can get better and there is so much waiting for you on the other side of fear. I was so worried about what others would think that I watched on the sidelines for 6 months. I told you her story. She watched for 6 months while her sister did it. Reality is no one pays my bills. No one was going to pay off my debt or buy me a home. Once I stopped worrying about everything that truly didn't matter, my life has spiraled in the best direction possible. This isn't a side hustle of cold calling, cold messaging, creating a team, and making money off them. None of that. This is a skill set that all I did was take the time to learn and implement. If you're ready for that change, comment ready and I'll send you my blueprint. Again, we're seeing the same thing, right? Low effort reel, hook on the screen, call to action, DM or comment a word. That is all we're doing. Telling a story in your caption, I have to add that. We're sharing ourselves, right? She wanted to pay off debt. Another person was a single mom doing it for the moms. So you can share your story along your journey and people can watch your journey, right? I just saw another page. She does it for nurses. If you're a nurse, she targets specifically nurses, right? Now, this is the last one, guys, but this is the one that is like truly amazing. One more time. So this person, which was the person that was before, she was the one that said that she was following the same girl that made thousands of dollars and she just kept following her thinking it was a scam, right? She then decided to do it herself and she decided to do it faceless. She is a believer of Christ. And so a lot of her content is gonna be Christ related. In her captions, it's gonna be Christ related. So I'm giving you guys these details because when you guys start sharing your own story, you can put in what you do. You can put in what you do. You can put in parts of you so that people know who you are about you, right? But she made half a million, guys, in 62 days. Sorry. Half a million. I'm shaking as I write this. Can I testify? My God did not fail. By the grace of God, this business had generated $502,000 in 62 days. Guys, this is not a lie. This is not a scam. This is real. I follow her account. The receipts are the receipts. This is a real thing. In the course, she's the one that teaches the faceless module. Because she's done so well, the course creator asked her to come in and teach the faceless module. She teaches this module in the course. $500,000 in 62 days, guys. She says, when I tell you that I cried like a baby yesterday, I cried because there were so many tests in this testimony. Last year, she said she was crying over her overdrafts. She was calling her credit card companies, called her car company asking for extensions. She was missing meals just so her kids can eat. She said, I was doing Uber Eats for less than $15 an hour. She says she remembers praising and worshiping the Lord through her times of hardship. She praised him because even through it all, he was still good. She puts a psalm in here. Again, this is her story, her beliefs. Blessed are those are all who fear the Lord, who walk in obedience with him. You will eat the fruit of your labor. Blessings and prosperity will be yours. Ashe. This is why I shared in my last slide that I'm not worried about what other people say about this business, this DWA, this MRR business. That is not what my God said. She says, if you continue to let man be the reason you miss out on a life-changing opportunity, bitch, this is a life-changing opportunity. You'll miss the life-changing opportunity, bitch. That's a word. Woo! So I gotta repeat that. If you continue to let man be the reason you miss out on a life-changing opportunity, you miss the life-changing opportunity. Oh, bitch, I had to read that again. Yes. Comment, call to action, / DM me info if you're serious about getting started. Real numbers, guys. She has made $500,000 in 62 days, and that's not what her goal was. Her goal was not that. She scrolled for months thinking it was a scam. What would have happened if she started 2 months ago? Okay. All right. So the question, well, if I want to do this faceless, where do I get these videos? These are two out of more that I recommend in the Married to the Money DWA course and my faceless guide. Paxia is one website. That's Paxia. You want to screenshot this maybe? Content Cove is another website. These are websites that provide aesthetically pleasing videos that you can post on your faceless Instagram page. These are videos that people are using. And so once you start seeing different faces Instagram pages, you may start seeing similar videos. So Paxia and Content Cove is like a subscription service where you can choose from many different type of videos that don't show your face, that have people walking, and that basically is done for you, right? You just have to add the music and your POV. You don't even have to make the video. When you're showing your face, you have to actually record on your phone. But it doesn't really matter what you're recording. You're just recording yourself. But with Faceless, the video's already done. You just download the video, you put the hook, and you keep going. That's where you get the videos. That's how these people have gotten the videos. And there's more that I recommend inside Married to the Money DWA. So I'm going to talk about the Rich Girl Bundle to get started, and then I'm going to take your questions, all right? So the Rich Girl Bundle is basically your ultimate bundle for $10,000 a month for $497, or for $50 a month if you're paying with Affirm, Klarna, or Afterpay. This is what you get. You get my Securing the Bad Wealthy Woman course, Learn Everything Money Mindset so you can ditch a lack mindset to call in your wealth, as well as how to, if you ever wanted to create a product-based business, I have a video on how you can contact the vendor, get the products, and how to sell it. I don't recommend you doing this until you're making some money in your digital business, right? Because once we make money, y'all, you're going to want to be able to multiply your money. You're going to want to be able to invest your money in other things that's going to make your money. Maybe you have always wanted to start a product-based business, but maybe you didn't want to spend $5,000 to create a product, right? To create my Yoni washes, the way that I create them, it's at least it's $5,000 for the bottle itself. Not even the actual soap. The bottle itself is $5,000 for 10,000 bottles. And not even the soap. And then I spend even more money to put the soap in the bottle. So again, I don't recommend doing a physical product-based business until you get your digital money. You also get access to my Married to the Money DWA resale course. This is the exact course that I bought on Christmas Day with the ability to resell for $497. I want to explain this price point to you all, which is why people are making such good money. When you are buying courses that have master resale rights, some come with some stipulations and some rules, right? And so with DWA, the rule is you cannot sell it for less than $497. The rule is you can sell it for more than $497, but nothing less than that, which means it takes less people to be able to make money. So for example, if you wanted to make an extra $1,000 a month, that's only selling the course twice. That's only selling the course twice. If you wanted to make an extra $1,000 a week, that's only selling the course twice. So the reason why I like MRR with certain stipulations is because you're able to make your money the way you want to make it, and it's a higher ticket item. Now, there are MRR products that are less than that, right? So for example, you also get in the Rich Girl Bundle, In My Faceless Bag Aura, my 109-page guide to start selling faceless, including the ability to resell at any price. I sold my In My Faces Blog Aura ebook for $97. If you purchase this ebook, you can sell it for $97 or any other price point. Let's say you wanted to start a faceless page and you had nothing to sell, and you bought my In the Faces Blog Aura ebook, you can sell it. That's the beauty of MRR. When you start getting into this world, you're going to realize that there's a lot of other digital products that you can sell for lower or for higher. I prefer the higher ticket items because why? I'm selling something that's really profitable, teaching people how to make money, and I don't have to have a lot of customers, and I love that. So you can get all three of all of these for $497 versus $1,297. This is a special bundle because I normally just sell Married to the Money by itself for $597. And so you're able to get all of these for $497. And if you want to purchase now, you can go into my Instagram bio at Selfish Babes, or I'm going to put the link in the chat. Trust and believe. I don't give a fuck what business you are doing. I don't give a fuck what business you're doing. And I want to record myself saying this too, so sorry. I got to pull out my phone because, bitch, we make money off of content, okay? So let me pull out my phone because as you get into this business, you will realize just posting makes you money. So why would you not post, right? All right, so I don't give a fuck what business you are in. You're going to have faith, trust, and belief. I don't even know if I spelled that right. I think I did. There was a point in this business, when I say this, I mean this business, where I remember being really sad one day. And I remember just sitting on my bathroom floor, and I started crying. And I remember telling myself, one step at a time, one step at a time, one step at a time, because I had gone through letting go of my old seven-figure company. I realized I didn't want to do business the same way. I realized I still like my new company, Evolving Butterfly, but I don't want to do business the same way. So how am I going to do business? And how do I keep my luxury lifestyle that I've grown accustomed to? And then on Christmas, I found this course that I'm telling you guys about. I'm able to resell the course, right? And so I started posting more. This course really helped me sell, guys. This course really helped me put myself out there more. Like, I was doing videos and stuff, but I really wasn't selling much. I was like doing lifestyle content because I like to do lifestyle content, but I really wasn't selling much. But this course has taught me to be comfortable selling and putting myself out there. Again, if you're doing faceless, it's okay. If you're not ready for that, just do it faceless, but you're still posting, right? And I remember crying when I was saying one step at a time, because I was like, I was motivating myself to keep going. Just keep going. Just keep going, Olanike, one step at a time. And I kind of felt defeated. But you guess what, guys? I still kept going. I still kept posting. And I made sales, right? And so I've told you guys in the beginning of this call, I made about $25,000 to $27,000 in 6 weeks. And I love it. Every day is different, right? Some days it's $500 days. Some days it's $1,500 days. Some days it's zero. And it's okay, because the amount of money I've been able to make when I had sales was good enough to sustain my lifestyle, my luxury lifestyle, okay? For some of you guys, $23,000 or $25,000 in 6 weeks is incredible. It's like, bitch, I love that. For me, it is incredible. I'm extremely grateful. But I know for me, I want to get to $5,000 days. Like, that for me is like, bitch, we in there. You know what I'm trying to say? And as you start making money, your levels are going to increase in terms of what you desire. But what I wanted to share is that I don't care what business you're in, when you're doing something new, you're going to have faith in yourself, or faith in a higher power, and both. And you're going to have to trust in yourself too, and you're going to have belief in yourself. You can buy a done-for-you course, and you can get, and this literally gives you everything you need. You can get everything you need and still not do it. You can have the course sitting in your fucking email for months and still not do it. Because you're not believing in yourself. You're not trusting in yourself. You're not having faith in yourself to just do something new. I know how much effort in your mind it can take to do something new. This didn't take long for me, but because my face, okay, my faceless page, right? I've been thinking about faceless for a minute since I had it. I just ain't really, I started it, but I wasn't really posting like that. And then now I'm like more motivated. So now I'm posting like that. And I know I'm building up my page, right? And so for me, it's now having to get into the consistency of, let me post on my page, let me post on my faceless page. Let me post on my page, let me post on my faceless page. Because that's something new. I have to make it consistent so that it's just second nature to me. And so if you are gonna do the Rich Girl Bundle, and you are gonna get into MRR and digital products, I want you guys to have this as well. This is very important. It's, you have everything you need, but if you don't have this, you have nothing. We can give you every fucking thing and you have nothing because you don't have this. So as you do this work, this digital work, helping other people make money, you have to have this, okay? Which is why I love the group chat, because it's very motivational, very motivational. All right, I'm gonna take questions now. We're in the Q&A section. I'm gonna stop sharing my screen and get back to the Zoom. All right, so if you have questions, please raise your hand. Do you have a question? Let me ask to unmute.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. How are you?
First and foremost, congratulations. This is absolutely fabulous. I am super proud of you.
Thank you.
Super excited for you. And we have the same thrill of being in first class with our cocktail.
Yes, bitch.
Yes. Experience that together one day. Here's my question about the faceless piece. And I know this is covered in the module, but you know, on Capricorn needing to know right now, Are any of the individuals who are doing the faceless version, is faceless, and obviously faceless is no face, it's pre-made reels, but are there voiceovers to that? Do you have to do a voiceover to it? Like, how does that aspect of it work?
Yeah, you actually do not have to do a voiceover. So in terms of the faceless videos, it's just videos and there's no sound, right?
Okay.
But then again, people are just putting the word, they're typing their own words on the screen. So the words are not pre-made. They're typing their own words on the screen, their own story, their own hook, their own call to action. And then they're going to use a trending sound to put music over it. And then they speak in terms of their voice in the caption. I haven't seen anybody do a voiceover on faceless. Now, if you want to, you sure can. That's completely fine. But the thing is, I think the reason people are not doing voiceovers, even though you can do this, is because they're using a trending sound. And so they're making the music play and having people read the video and then read the caption. If you did a voiceover, then people would just really hear your voice, which right. is not real, which is okay. You can do it this way. You just want to mix it up. You want to make sure you are adding videos with trending sounds. And so gotcha. They're just hearing your voice and then they're going to read the caption. Now there's an option. You can do this too. You can do a voiceover. You can add a trending sound, put the volume of the trending sound down, do a voiceover. And so now the algorithm thinks that there's a trending sound on here and it's still going to push your video, but it's just your voiceover. So that is an option that some people have done too.
Okay, that makes total sense. And one last question about hashtags.
Yes.
Is that a part of the training that you get in the class, is which hashtags to use that are sort of push things forward and allow the Instagram to really grasp on to your content? And the reason I'm asking that is because of the faceless. Like, if you're starting from a fresh Instagram account with zero, hashtags obviously is one of the ways in which your content can get in front of folks. Yes. So I'm curious about that.
Yes. So in the training, it does go over hashtags. And it also, when you guys get my Married to the Money course, you get a 30-day ebook of reels. You get 30 reels of different people posting different posts, and you literally get the link to their posts and you look at their captions and you see what hashtags they're using as well. And so a lot of people, and just in terms of hashtags, are using hashtag MRR, Master Resale Rights, hashtag Master Resale Rights, hashtag digital products, hashtag Wi-Fi money, hashtag faceless. These are just some examples for you guys, but in the course it does go over that. Now, I've used hashtags for some and not for a lot. Like, I plug and play. I don't use them all the time. You don't necessarily need to use it all the time, but you can, though. Because it's like, if people are searching for that, then yeah, that's good. You're going to get in front of their face. Do I find it's extremely necessary? Not really. But we also have something we talk about, SEO, where we talk about, like, there's a new way to put stuff in the video that's not a hashtag. And sometimes you'll see on the bottom of people's video, they're just going to put digital marketing, MRR, like it's a space and it just has these words because they're doing SEO, which is a little different. But basically, just to answer your question, yes, you do go over hashtags. But also, like, when you guys get these pages that I'm recommending in these videos and you start getting into it, you're literally gonna see it all the time. And so it's like, when you see it all the time, you pick up on it and you learn. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, if you're always seeing the post like that, because now I gave you all these pages to follow and you're looking, you're like, oh shit, okay, they posted it today. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, when I got onto this, I was like, let me follow as many people as I can because I want my mind to see it on my timeline. And so now I scroll, I said, bitch, did I make a post today? I ain't make no post today. Let me go do that. And then also for those people that maybe have a 9-to-5, like even like one of the girls that I bought from, she would batch her content. So because she had faceless, she had access to the videos and she would just kind of put the things on the video, save it as a draft, and then save her captions in her notes. And so when she was ready to post, she just copy and paste and post. And so that's when she had her 9-to-5. And then 2 months later, she don't have her 9-to-5 anymore because she don't need it. So that's also an option for the people that have a 9-to-5.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Let me.
It's Nevaeh.
Nevaeh, hi, nice to meet you.
Hi. Oh yeah, congratulations. I bought the course, I think it was like yesterday or a couple of days ago.
Okay.
Does it teach you like how to, because I know one, it teaches you how to like do the digital marketing and all of those different things, but does it teach you how to like, I know it teaches about like the stay in store. How I'm gonna word this question, like as you being a business owner selling the product, from that aspect, does it teach you that?
What do you mean when you say being a business owner selling the product? Like, what are you saying?
Like, would you have to like create an LLC or something to be able to sell
Oh,
the product or
definitely.
those different things?
No, not right now. Right
Okay.
now, you do not need to have an LLC and all that. I will say this. When you make over $5,000, then I would suggest getting an accountant and talking to your accountant. Because, for example, the girl that has made like $100,000 or the other girl that has made $500,000, they're now getting their accountant and talking about their taxes and all the things. I will say if you have not made $5,000 yet, there's no need to worry about that. But
Okay.
for some women, they started LLCs after they really started making money. So for
Okay.
me, I say $5,000 is a good like starting point. But for right now, you don't have to worry about that.
Hi. Okay, so a few weeks ago, I actually bought another course. I won't say the name, but it's there's some other courses
Yes.
out there that's similar. I didn't know if you know like the difference between DWA and the other courses that are out there. What's the, you know, what stands out with this particular course?
Well, I can't really tell you the difference because there's so many different courses. You know
Okay.
what I'm trying
I
to say?
didn't know
So
if you
for
had a
me,
chance to.
this is what I would say about DWA.
Okay.
DWA is the one that I started with, right? And so for me, as I've gone through DWA, I think it's really good giving somebody the back end of a business, how to set up your email automations, how to be on TikTok, how to be on social media, and then giving them a product to sell, which is the course. Now, there's other courses that focus a lot more on social media, and that could be the one you're talking about. They just focus a lot more on social media. And so, for some people, they're like, well, maybe I do want to up my social media skills, and maybe they get the other courses. There are women in my text group that sell both or three. There's actually three courses that I see. You can do that. And so,
I've been on websites where I've seen like, yeah, at least three of them at the same time.
So I want to tell everybody, just because you purchase one course and now you're selling one course, if you're getting into the groove of stuff, you know you're posting, you're making sales. If you want to add another course to your bag, girl, add another course. And some of these courses will show you, they will have little pictures that show the difference between each course. I know for some in my text chat, we have some pictures that show the differences as well, which I love. It's very helpful. There was this one girl today, she was just like, I'm gonna bundle my two for
That's
900
what I want to
seven.
do. That's
No,
exactly
do
what I,
it. Do it. There's one girl in my text chat. She said somebody bought both courses, right? And she said she's gonna do a bundle for 9.97. I said, bitch, why not? Why not make
Yeah, that's the plan. That's the plan.
Okay, yes,
Okay,
I love
thank
it.
you.
I love it. No problem. All right, I'm gonna disable talking. Okay, Deshavon.
Thank you so much for pronouncing that right. I do appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Okay, so I know for me, I'm probably going to do not faceless because I am very extroverted and I do want to I guess take advantage of that. But I won't say who. I think I saw another girl selling this course and she was doing kind of, for me, it was a little over the top.
Okay.
Any I guess tips or maybe kind of do's and don'ts when you are showing your face? Because she was, it started out she was on the beach for like one of her videos and it was really, really nice. It was her. And then for me, it kind of got a little raunchy with another post and she was like twerking and I'm like, hey, baby girl, you're doing a lot. So any do's and don'ts to that?
I would say that, everybody has their own personality, right? And I think what I would say is that your personality is going to resonate with your audience. And so even when we talked about, can we do voiceovers? And I said, you're speaking in your caption. People are resonating with you guys in your captions and in your videos that you post, whether you're showing your face, right, or not showing your face. And so if you're showing your face, whatever your personality is that comes through, people are going to resonate with that. Whatever your story is that's going to come through, people are going to resonate with that. And so for somebody, there may be some, and I don't mean this by no way, there may be some strippers that want to sell this course that love a nice ass shake, a nice twerk, and it ain't no problem for them because they're used to that and it's okay. You know what I'm trying to say? And so for them, they may gravitate towards her because it's like, bitch, you want to shake ass on the beach? I want to shake ass on the beach. You know what I'm trying to say? And so they gonna buy from her because they resonate. And so I wouldn't necessarily say any do's or don'ts when it comes to your personality and how you're showing up online. I will say be yourself. Show yourself, speak in your captions, do the things you like to do. Maybe you go out to the spa and you record that. Maybe you at home just listening to some music, you just got a cute little outfit. Like one girl, she always on vacation somewhere. She always on vacation somewhere. So I know she like to travel. I'm like, oh, that's nice. You know, I will say the only thing that I stress for everybody is that we just do not do any cold messaging. We are not reaching out to people cold. We just don't do that. We tell them, like, you know what I'm trying to say? Like, they can hit DM me, comment. Like, we don't go on people's Instagram pages talking about it. Like, that's the only don't I will say, because again, we just want to keep the integrity of the course. I will say, if you guys have existing email lists or existing lists, you can say, hey, I just stumbled, just like if you would have made a post, I just stumbled upon this new opportunity. It's digital marketing and I've been able to do this so far, blah, blah, blah. If you like more information, here is the link to the page. You know, that's a little different, but we just don't do cold messaging. So I hope that answers your question. Do you have any more questions?
Nope, that's it, love. Thank you so much. And once again, congratulations. Can't wait to get on my shit too. So.
Hey, thank you.
I've been watching you for a while now. Like, I remember when you had your podcast. I don't know if you still have it, but I used to listen to your podcast like years ago. Okay. So it's just like, It's nice to see you in this space and still continuing on your journey to be successful. So congratulations. I think I pretty much got the handle on this stuff. Like, I've been watching it for a few weeks now too. And I've just been trying to learn all that I can. But the thing is that I was not skeptical from day one at all. Because I see the vision of it. Like, I respect the fact that it's like, you know, the world's already shifting and changing, and it's like just a community of women making a bag, making money, and helping one another make money. And it's like, this is like the future for us. So I saw it from the jump. I think what I'm having to get over is like some personal stuff, but what I was going to say is that I think what your faceless course sounds like, what I've been looking into, is like the private label right versus the MRR, like where it's customizable and it's, you can sell it for less. It's like a lower ticket offer than the high ticket offer.
Yeah. So the MRR. With the In My Bag era ebook, it is more of a PLR, and PLR, I forgot what that stands for, y'all, but you are able to customize it to be your own. Okay. And so you can brand it the way you want to. You can put your pictures in it if you want to. The only reason, let me tell you this, for me, the only reason I don't rebrand it, or I made it in a way where anybody can sell it, which is why I call it MRR, is because I had bought it from somebody and they had all their Instagram tags in it. And I'm like, I'm supposed to resell this and I gotta change it, bitch. That's like, now more work, you know? Yeah. Now I feel like I'm doing more work than I want to do, but I'm going to do it. And right. So I thought about myself. I thought about me being the customer. And I thought about, like, if I'm telling people that they can resell this, I need them to be able to just resell it. Like, I'm not trying to make y'all delete a bunch of shit. And so the only thing I have in that ebook, I put on the third page, I talk about Married to the Money, and I put in that page, delete this page if you are reselling. Even in the ebook, I say delete the page. I say it's one page. I don't have my name on it. I don't have my Instagram on it, because I'm like, I want you guys to take this, to delete the page, save it, and be able to resell. Okay. I don't want having to do so. If you are selling something that other people are going to resell, I would say take that in consideration. If you're just going to sell it to just give information and they're not reselling it, brand it all you want to. But I just feel like to have somebody like resell it, it's just like, now it's more work. You know what I'm trying to say? That's my personal opinion.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. you answered it. I had questions, but you answered it. You just said it. And okay. it makes sense. Yeah.
Yes. It makes a lot of sense. With that, you can resell. Now, I will say with some MRRs, there's a set price. And so for mine, that one I sell it for $97, but you can sell it for any price, right? But also in Married to the Money with the bundle, you get another Faceless to Profit ebook, which is a MRR price at $197. And so if you get the bundle, you actually get about four things you can resell apart from the course itself for different prices too.
So, okay, my last question would be, somebody who is very niched, somebody who already is well established in their niche and what they talk about as far as what they have to offer, what they have to give, like with you, for example, you have your life experiences, you have what you've done, you've got your knowledge base that you can teach people on and guide people to, like with your abundance course. So mm-hmm. if someone were the same, you know, and did that as well, what advice would you give to building a community and finding your people? Because let's say if you do start your account from zero, how would you be able to find people that you can, like how you answered the other lady's question, like basically finding people that resonate with you?
Are you saying that, because just for clarity on my end, are you saying that, hey, let's say this, the niche is self-love. Are you saying that you want to be able to sell courses on self-love and find people that want to resonate with self-love? And
yes, yes, yes.
Okay, cool. So the course in DWA, it teaches like how to brand yourself and how to do your own thing, like how to make your own eBooks, how to make your own courses to the point where it's like, if you had a course in mind that you wanted to make, you didn't know how to do that, they teach you that. If you had an eBook in mind that you wanted to make and you didn't know how to do that, they teach you that, which is why I feel like it's a benefit for people that don't know that. And it's more than, hey, just sell the course. If you just want to learn how to make digital products and digital things for people, you can do that. Now you're just niching it for yourself. So instead of using the hashtag DWA or MRR, we're going to use self-love. We're going to use self-care. We're going to use fine feminine. Where that's what I'm trying to say. The point of view. So the point of view, you were selling DWA and selling a course to help make money. So if I'm trying to sell something about self-love, what is the POV? What is going to be the hook on the screen? What is going to be the thing that people resonate with? So I think what's really great with Married to the Money DWA is that you're learning how to sell. You're seeing consistent examples of people selling in one niche, to where if you're going into another niche, because you've practiced enough, you're like, okay, I can do this for myself. I can do this for myself now. I know what I can pull from my experience and what I'm trying to teach people to put on this screen to sell to people. Right. And then also, if I'm going to be in that niche and I want to be in that niche, I'm going to follow pages on that niche. So let's say you're doing digital marketing. Now you're following a bunch of digital marketing people. Then it's like, okay, let me follow a bunch of self-love people. What reels are they posting? Because I'm telling you, they're doing 5 to 7 second reels too. They're putting the hooks on the screen and they are also selling something. So now you're going to get an eye for what you're seeing on. So social media is not just going to be, I'm just here having fun and scrolling. It's a business, bitch. What am I looking for? What am I trying to do? What am I scrolling for? Now I'm like, oh, I'm following these social media people. I'm following these self-love people. They selling. Let me see what they posting. Oh, okay. I got it. I can twist it like this. You know what I'm trying to say? Now you're able to now attune to more of the niche that you're looking for.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Thank you. No, that's it. Thank you.
Yes, I can.
Hi, how you doing? Congratulations on your success. So my question is about some of the back end portion of it. How does the course teach how to collect the emails and all of that? Because, you know, when people are commenting, whatever the catchphrase is that they're going to comment, and then I respond back, how do I collect emails and landing pages and all that? Does it teach all that?
Yes. The course teaches you everything. And so let me see if I can get back to it. The course teaches you everything. Let me see if I can find it, where it goes through what is in DWA. What is inside DWA? Is this it?
And for clarity, your course, Married to the Money, is the same course as DWA. You just rebranded it and added in some extra freebies, correct?
Exactly. Okay. Okay, so I can't find that. But basically with DWA, it's a done-for-you business course selling digital products. It's going to teach you how to set up your emails. It's going to teach you how to set up your email funnel. It's going to teach you how to have a freebie or create a freebie for somebody. It's going to send you how to set up your payment processors and the platforms, right? My platform that I use is Kajabi because I was already using Kajabi. That's a platform that I use. They're going to recommend Standstore or System.io. You can choose between the two. A lot of people gravitate towards Standstore because the setup is just easier and quicker. And so with Standstore, you're going to be able to watch the videos and literally set up your products, set up your landing pages, set up the email funnel in the back end, right? So let's say that one of your links in your bio is, hey, get this freebie that's going to teach you everything about digital marketing, right? And so maybe they were interested in the product, but they didn't buy yet. And so you got their email, which the course teaches. And now they get this email about this freebie, and maybe that was enough information for them to purchase, or maybe it wasn't. Now you can set up your email funnel, right? It's going to teach you how to do that, where maybe every day they're getting an email about that product and the different reasons of why they should purchase. And so what I love about Digital Wealth Academy, Married to the Money, DWA, is the fact that it teaches you guys this. When they say that a beginner can do this, they really mean a beginner can do this, right? And so for me, I feel like more people may have trouble with the social media part, but that part, after you see it and keep getting the hang of it, it's a lot more easier. But the back ends to set up is good. Also, I highly, highly recommend if anybody gets Married to the Money DWA in that email, I tell you guys about the text chat group. I highly recommend you join. It's about 500 of us. I'm in it. I don't lead it. I'm in it. I don't lead it. Which means if you got questions and things like that, you're going to get helped immediately. And, you know, you get tips and tricks, and people answer these questions too. And they show you, even though we have videos in DWA, some people in there will literally show you like on a video in that text chat, which is really helpful. And I love that. So yes, you are going to be able to learn all of that.
Okay, great. And then does the sequence of follow-up emails, is that something that I would create on my own, or are there templates and I just copy and paste? What does that look like? Like, for example, somebody comments or they download the freebie, but they haven't purchased the actual course, but I want to still stay connected to this person and follow up with them with follow-up emails. What does that look like?
So you can, in the course is going to show you that how you can create your follow-up emails. If you're going to use maybe Flowdesk is an option that some people use. There is an option in the DWA that they're gravitating towards, which is called funnels, of course, which is FOC. FOC has the email templates already ready. Basically, it's like 3 or 5 email templates already ready. And you just add your little story in there if you want to, and you kind of, it's done for you, ready to go. So in the course, it gives you an option to do this. I do not use FOC. I kind of looked into it, but it just really wasn't my thing. I was like, I'm already on Kajabi. I looked into FOC just to see if it was something that I would like, but I don't really care for it. But it's an option for you all to do as well. And so if you're like, well, I already want something that's already plug and play, like I'm not looking at a video learning how to do it, you can do it that way. But I will say that in the course, it's teaching you how to do it. And I just feel like just get the skill to do it. Like, because when you're able to cultivate an email that's really coming like from you, then it's just like, it feels more connected to the person that's reading the email. That's my opinion.
Sure. Okay. All right. And then the course has all of the various resources in terms of platforms for payments. And yes, like your course offers the option for somebody to pay over time. Is that information included as well?
Yes, it is, which I love. Okay. Love okay. A buy now, pay later option.
Excellent. Yeah, because that works very well for a lot of people, you know, based on their budgets and purses and what that looks like. So, okay, awesome. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate you sharing.
No problem, love. No problem.
It's Javincia.
How you say it again?
Javincia.
Oh, Javincia. Okay, cool. Thank you.
Yeah. But good try, though. I've heard worse. It's okay. So I was wondering if the package or anything that you offer on your personal brand, if there was anything that would help people as far as taxes go, because you know, like for a lot of people, a lot of us are just used to working a 9-to-5. And, you know, as you said earlier, when you, as you start to make more money, then you have to like get an accountant and stuff like that. Something that I found out years ago when I was doing research on like an MLM and stuff like that, I didn't know that as you, because I was used to just paying my tax, doing my tax forms yearly, you know, my W-2 when I had a job, I didn't know that, you know, the more money you make, like you have to report your taxes more often. And I was like, if I did that and this course didn't teach, like the course I'm talking about, they didn't teach that, I would have been like kind of messed up, you know. So I was wondering if you or this academy offers any guidance as far as that, or if you had any pointers in the area.
So I, nor does the course mention taxes right now, right? But there is a DWA volume 2 that's coming out, meaning even if you got DWA, you're gonna get access to this information and they may have that. The reason why I'm telling people to seek guidance from an accountant is because your accountant is gonna be the best guidance. That's why I said, if you're making $5,000, if you've already made $5,000 in it, get an accountant, because they're gonna give you the advice on, should I have an LLC? Should I have an S corp? The girl that made $500,000, she probably would have did great with an S corp because the amount that she's making. But if we're like $30,000 and less, then maybe it was an LLC. But that's the only advice that comes from an accountant, right? And they're going to be able to guide you on what business structure will be best for you, and then how to report the taxes. Okay. But there's no specific like video or course on it, because everybody's different, everybody's income level is different. Now, I think that that could be a great option for them to add into the course, which is why they have volume 2 coming out. But again, I don't know if that's going to be added. I think it would be great though. But that's what I'm telling people, get an accountant after $5,000. That's my advice. Because yeah, when you start making money, you don't get a refund check anymore. You pay taxes, okay? And that's right. Like the downside, but really like the good side, because it's just like, well, at least you're kind of free, more free, but you do start paying taxes. So I say, get an accountant.
Okay, thank you very much for answering.
Any other questions?
Nope, that's it.
I'm gonna lower hand. All right, I didn't see anybody else asking any more questions. I got everybody. I want to say thank you guys for joining. And then if you guys want to get that Rich Girl Bundle, it is up for the next 72 hours. And it comes with my Securing the Bag Challenge. It comes with Married to the Money DWA. And it also comes with the In My Faceless Aura Bundle book. Everything you get, well, for the first two things, you're able to resell. And it's just an amazing opportunity. I put the link in the chat. The link is also on my Instagram at Selfish Babes, or at Olanike Osibowale. And you will get a follow-up email as well with this recording in case you missed anything. But yeah, y'all, like, this is an amazing opportunity. And the reason why I'm so like, this is why I feel so good about this. Oh, sorry, I didn't take you down. Give me, I didn't take her down off the screen. The reason why I love this so much is because like with physical business, I felt like, I don't know if y'all could be successful with a physical product. And I know that it's not up to me to take on you guys' success, but as a business owner that has been selling products for the last 7 to 8 years, it's a lot, especially when you start making money, especially if you start scaling. And I think that when you have a digital product that you only pay $500 for or $50 a month, and you get to resell it and you get to make money from it, I just find that to be like a truly amazing thing. Like, you're buying the product that you get to sell and make money over and over and over and over and over again. And there's no large overhead or no large fees. There's nothing like this out right now, guys. We really truly are in the digital era. And I feel like whether or not you decide to keep your 9-to-5, or if you, let's say you want to keep your career, but you want to have something else on the side, sell a digital product, sell a done for you course that's going to help people make money by posting low effort reels on Instagram. Really simple, guys. And now you don't even have to make the video if you don't want to. And now you don't even have to show your face if you don't want to. Like, I just think it's an amazing opportunity. And because I've seen so many other women be successful with this, I can sell it to you guys. And I can be confident that your lives can change for the better, that more money will give you more of that freedom and less of a headache. I've made the millions. I've had the big responsibilities to realize that I don't want big responsibilities like that. But do I still want my freedom? Do I still want to do something that's still purposeful here? Do I still want to have my physical-based business? I do, but I'm building it in such a different way that I'm not a hustle. Like, I'm not in that energy anymore. I don't want to be in that energy anymore. I'm more about what is making my life more fulfilling. What do I actually desire? What do I actually need to be happy here? And I think that's really important. And when you have your time back and your freedom back and you're able to get an extra $500 even a week, amen. Amen. All right, everybody, I'm going to end this live. Thank you guys for joining. Again, the link is in my bio on Instagram or in the chat. You have 72 hours for this bundle deal. I love you guys. I'm affirming you guys have an amazing day. XOXO, Selfish Babe.
Selfish Babe, are you ready to use products that goddesses use? Okay, then you want to check out my company, Evolving Butterfly, where I create products that'll help you on your spiritual and self-love journey. I have our Goddess Vaginal Detox Pearls, which is my number one best-selling spiritual womb detox for those girls that really want to start connecting to their womb space, their yoni spaces. You pray over the pearls, you insert it into your vagina for a couple of days, you physically purge, cleanse, and revitalize your yoni. But not only that, it is a spiritual and emotional cleanse. A lot of times we may be carrying on to emotional baggage. Maybe we broke up with a partner a long time ago, but we're still carrying their energy in our womb spaces. My Goddess Vaginal Detox Pearls addresses all of that. And so you want to check that out at evolvingbutterfly.org, or maybe you want to try one of my crystal yoni washes like Pussy Power for Self Love, or Sex Goddess for creative energy and pleasure energy, or even Wealthy Woman for my selfish babes that are about getting the bag and the wealth. These are plant-based yoni washes. They are silky. They are luxurious. They smell good. They feel good. They give you that cooling sensation to awaken your vagina. And all the bottles come with different crystals. Pussy Power with rose quartz, Sex Goddess with carnelian, Wealthy Woman with citrine. And then they also have affirmations on the back based on each bottle. So if you want to focus more on self-love, then Pussy Power would be for you. And then we also have my Queen's Vaginal Steam Herbs. If you already have your seat and your gown and you're just looking to get some more vaginal steaming herbs, I have the Queen's Vaginal Steam. So make sure to check out my company, Evolving Butterfly, at evolvingbutterfly.org. Links below. Mwah. Hey, Selfish Babes, old and new. I don't know if you guys know, but if you follow Selfish Babes since 2018 or 2019, then you know I have a free self-love and daily affirmations app called Selfish Babe. Many of my Selfish Babes have found me, Olenike Osibowale, through my app, Selfish Babe. But if you are a new Selfish Babe and just have happened to hear the podcast and happened to hear my voice, but had no idea that I had a free self-love and daily affirmations app, then please go to selfishbabe.com/app and download the app, or go to your app store and search Selfish Babe, any app store. So that's the Apple store, or that is the Google store, and you can download it for free. We have over 208,000 Selfish Babes globally on the app, and I want you to become one of them. You're going to get daily affirmations and reminders. And let me let you guys know that my affirmations and reminders are not the everyday bland everyday affirmations, okay? You're going to get a little curse word or two, okay? A little reminder that you a bad bitch, okay? So you're going to get a bit of those reminders, okay? So you want to download Selfish Babe today for free in your app store. Link below. Mwah. Love you guys.